Last spring, Springfield voters approved a temporary income tax increase. What will Springfield taxpayers get for their money in 2018? Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds went to City Hall to find out.
Voters approved the tax increase in May. It raises Springfield's income tax from 2% to 2.4%. It's a temporary tax increase, lasting 5.5 years. But that wasn't the first time the city asked residents for more money. A tax hike was also on the ballot a few months before, in November of 2016. At that time, Springfield City Manager Jim Bodemiller told voters that he would have to cut city services if the increase wasn't approved. He wasn't bluffing. The tax increase failed in 2016, and the city started slashing services.
We had to close the fire station. We had to close the police substation. We had to lay off some employees. On top of already having reduced 135 people over the last 10, 12 years or so.
After making those cuts, the city put a tax increase on the ballot again, just 6 months later. It passed, and then the city started restoring and increasing services.
So we've since, now we've opened the police station back up, we've opened the fire station back up, we brought a couple of the employees back, even though that was never a promise, we've done that. We're in the process of hiring 6 additional police officers for the Safe Streets Task Force, and we told people we're going to put $2 million a year in neighborhood streets.
If that's not enough good news, the city's 2018 budget includes a surplus, something Springfield hasn't had in 8 years. But if it sounds too good to be true, there's a reason. This is a temporary fix. Local attorney Dan Harkins worked with a group called Citizens for Responsible Springfield City Government. They were successful in defeating the tax increase when it was first on the ballot in 2016. Harkin says the increased tax rate isn't a great selling point for potential residents.
The city, by increasing its tax rate and then also limiting the credit allowed for taxes paid to other municipalities, has rendered itself uncompetitive with respect to a demographic of younger individuals who might want to live here because the housing stock is less expensive, but from a cost perspective is more expensive to live here.
And, like many cities in the Miami Valley, Springfield lost a lot of jobs during the Great Recession. New jobs have replaced the old ones, but they don't pay as much. Instead of $20 or $25 an hour, some pay just $10 or $12 an hour. At the same time, the state government has been giving Springfield less money, too. So, how would Harkins fix Springfield's economic woes? He points to neighboring states that have cut costs by consolidating services.
If you look at Indiana, Kentucky, if you go to Lexington, Indianapolis, local government has been consolidated into a countywide government, and they have become much more competitive. They have lower taxes, more robust economic growth.
Dan Martin was on the Springfield City Council for 20 years. He retired in December. He was for the tax increase, and he says it was necessary to keep essential services in place. But he says the city needs to be prepared for when the temporary tax increase runs out.
We need to continue to look at ways to consolidate and right-size the operations of the city, given that we were a city of 83,000 people, we're now a city of 59,000. It's just not going to be sustainable to keep asking for additional taxes as a way to, resolve some of those issues.
Like Harkins, Martin points to Indiana and Kentucky as examples of places where consolidation of utilities and other services have made cities more competitive, and he urged the council to consider similar measures.
Even if you're not doing 100% full-bore metro government, I think at the local level, the various local players need to at least be having a conversation, a heart-to-heart conversation about what services we're providing, who's best equipped to provide them, and who's able to do it at the most efficient cost.
Right now, City Manager Jim Bodemiller is focused on essential services.
Some of our equipment is getting older. A fire truck, a ladder truck is $1 million. A medic unit, sometimes $200,000-$300,000. So we're bringing 3 brand new medic units next year that we've put on order. A new rescue truck, which is a type of fire engine basically for rescues that we're bringing next year. 5 police cruisers. So we're investing back in the city with the money that the people have given us, just like we promised.
Some of that new equipment will be leased instead of purchased to cut maintenance costs. And the city will have to find plenty of other ways to reduce spending and create revenue. Otherwise, Springfield may need to ask voters for more money again in 5 years. For WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.